Man here, checking my little toofer supply here. Yeah, the little list, yes. Oh, God, yes, we're going to get to do that later on. Oh, good, 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 yes. Yeah, I think it. Let's just head to Miami. What do you say we just pull the plug on this thing, move south? This weather's starting to get to me. Walking out in the morning, that cold stings you. Oh, God. But then what will we do in Miami? That's the problem. You know, there's nothing to do. The radio is for poop down there. So I couldn't work on the radio there. No, you wouldn't like it down there. The radio, they hire all these limp wristeds on the air down there. Nah, I couldn't work in Miami on the air. If we went to Miami, it'd have to be something else. Have to, I don't know, maybe get a job. I think I'd just lie at the Fontainebleau Hotel all day long. Just pump iron, you know, in the night, stay bulky, stay ripped, and sit there on the chaise lounge and wait for these rich, fat old women to come by. You know, their husbands work like dogs, dropped dead at 52, heart attack, left them the hardware store and the fortune that went with it. These women are down there on the prowl, and I'd be bulky in the beach, sipping a pina colada, get picked up by one of these dames. They'd show me a good time. I'd go out with them. They'd leave me with a few bucks. At night, I'd just have to develop the wherewithal in the stomach to skewer them occasionally. That wouldn't be a bad... That'd be a horrible life. I couldn't do that. I guess I couldn't live like that. Some big old beefy dame. I guess I could handle the parties, but then at 11 o'clock when we got back to the room, and she said, "Okay, Nino, come to Mama," and there she was, a veritable sea of cellulite, harpoon scar glistening in the night. I don't know if I could tie that 2x4 to my behind, and no. But then maybe if we went down there, we could live independently. Maybe get a job as a waiter, walk around, fresh pepper, fresh pepper. But then again, I don't know. I've often thought about this, and I probably would never do it. You know me, I'm law-abiding and everything, and I'm ex-lawman and everything, but it's always crossed my mind. Since I am a certified pilot, just one time, mind you, fly down to Bogota and pick up a load. Just one time. I know it's wrong, but just one time, have them load the bales into that plane that I bought at a discount. And I take a load, mortgage everything, and fly in low. Under the radar. What the hell? It'd be a good life. Excitement. Going down the runway. They're loading your plane. Suddenly, a rival gang member comes, tries to steal your bales away. They open fire. Come on, hurry up! Load the plane! Load the plane! Yeah! Can you imagine that? That's really flying. Yeah! Rolling down the runway. With an Uzi hanging out the window, you know you're trying to get climbing speed, and you're firing out the window, and finally that baby just lifts off the ground, and there you got that ventilated fuselage. Did you head back to the U.S. of A., skimming the wave tops? Looking out for the DEA man. Looking out for Carmine Zaffarelli and his boys who don't like you muzzling in on their turf. You think you got the guts of that kind of life? You don't get old. You just get action. I've always dreamed of going out like Al Pacino did in Scarface, you know? I mean, if you lived that kind of life, you'd have the best of everything. You'd have that condo right on the water at Key Biscayne. The best furniture, the best dames. You wouldn't need 2x4s with these dames, because these dames would be top of the line. You want to talk tight? These kind of dames. Before you hobble them, you got to shove an umbrella up your tuchus and hit the push button so that it opens. That way, if you have trouble getting out, your buddy's got a handle to pull you, you know? I mean, that's a woman. I'd probably get hooked like everybody else has ever done it. Nobody ever goes down to Bogota just one time. They say they find it so easy, they go again and again and again and again until they step on the wrong person's toes. And then one day when they're sitting in their mansion, they see people crawling around in the bushes, climbing over the fences. That's when you pick out the grenade launcher and say, "Come and get me!" You stand at the top of the stairs as they open up with everything! You're still in the room! There you are, face down.
Face down! Oozing.
The world is yours.
That's the way I'm gonna go.
Then again, maybe I'll just take a weekend of the Catskills.
The tuna and the tune.
Sometimes
the Grease Man. DC 101.
This is my telephone number. Feel free.